Please to be seated. Thank you. Deputy Lieutenant, ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to Charnwood Borough Council's annual council meeting. I would briefly like to run through some housekeeping arrangements. Please note that this meeting is being recorded and sound recording will be made available on the Council's website. Under the Openness of Local Government Bodies regulations, people may film, record, tweet or blog this meeting, and this is outside the Council's control. The first item on the agenda is apologies for absence. Apologies have been received from Councillors Baldwin, Paling and Savage, and from Honorary Alderman Bush and Tormey. Are there any other apologies? I will now move on to item two, appointment of mayor. I call on Councillor Mir to move the appointment of a mayor of the Borough of Charnwood for 2019 and 2020.
Deputy Lieutenant, Madam Mayor, Honorary Freeman, Honorary Alderman, past mayors, councillors and honoured guests. I move that Councillor Brenda Seaton be elected Mayor of the Borough of Charnwood for the 2019-20 council year and until her successor becomes entitled to act as Mayor. Brenda and I were elected to the council at the same time in May 2007. And we went through our induction and initial training together. And what I can remember from those early days is that Brenda brought with her bags of energy and enthusiasm. And it was very clear to see that she brought with her life experience. Experience that she would demonstrate over the course of the next 12 years that has made her an excellent councillor and representative of not only Thurmaston, the ward she represents, but Charnwood as a whole. She has been a go-getter, I'd say, observing her on committees and working in the council. Since the age of 16, she moved to the city from Birstall and in the early 70s to find her fame and fortune. Unfortunately for Brenda, what she didn't realise is that fame and fortune wouldn't find her until 2007. However, she was determined to give it a go, and as any young person should, finding their way in the world. She held down various jobs, including being a barmaid, a croupier, a red coat at Butlins, and also working in local factories and warehouses in and around Leicester and the villages. She also worked as a window dresser for the co-op. All the time, she was gaining experience and moving up the ladder. She worked as a sales executive for the Leicester Mercury for several years, and then as a manager, for Telefusion. And then I had to Google what Telefusion was, actually, to find out. Determined, and aged 35, she went back to college, where she gained 8 GCSEs, several MVQs, and a degree in social sciences from the Open University. She also landed a job at the very college, which is Longsdale College, I believe. She left all those years ago, at age 16, as a high-level teaching assistant, until she took retirement a couple of years ago to dedicate more time to her growing family and her role as a counsellor. She has 3 wonderful children and 3 grandchildren, all of whom are here today to celebrate Nana on this wonderful occasion. Supporting Brenda in her year in office will be her sister, Helen Johnson. This marks Brenda's 4th term as a borough councillor, and congratulations on getting re-elected. And over the years on the council, she has sat on various committees, and until today she was chair of Policy Scrutiny Committee and a member of the Scrutiny Management Board. Never one to take a back seat on committees, and I can vouch for that. Brenda will always ask questions, to get a clearer understanding of the matter and to focus on issues that are important for the people and the residents of the borough. Through the years, she has been involved in or chaired in various scrutiny panels and committees to make the council a better organisation, and we will miss her this year from scrutiny as she takes up her role as mayor. She has always taken being a ward councillor very seriously. She is, in all essence of it, a true community councillor, having a hands-on approach in Thurmaston, where she was a founding member of the Thurmaston Action Group and has helped organise not only the village annual carnival, but numerous litter picks and environmental incentives in the village to make that part of Charnwood a little bit better. Indeed, her most favourite thing, though she's told me this herself, is a fun-packed evening she spends at Thurmaston Parish Council. How we all envy you on that. She is, in true sense of the word, embedded, an embodiment of Thurmaston, helping residents when needed and the community as a whole through her actions and dedication to the village in which she lives. In 2017, Brenda was further rewarded by her community for her community involvement and was elected onto Leicestershire County Council to represent Thurmaston Ridgemere Division. The borough is going to have an excellent mayor to represent it next year, and what a year I'm sure it is going to be. I'm so looking forward to the next year. Thank you.
I call on Councillor Brooks to second the motion, please.
Deputy Lieutenant, Madam Mayor, Honorary Freeman, Honorary Aldermen, past mayors, councillors and honoured guests, I second the motion that Councillor Brenda Seaton be elected of the Borough of Charnwood for the 2019-2020 council year and until her successor becomes entitled to act as mayor. So that's quite some speech to follow from Councillor Mia. So you may hear a little bit of repetition, but hopefully I can have few more personal points that were missed. So, as many of you are aware, Brenda is known for being quite straight-talking. I'm not saying Brenda becoming mayor and Mike Hollingsworth retiring are connected, but it's definitely a coincidence. I must admit that Brenda is a fantastic councillor, and from the meetings she does have a fantastic sense of humour, which will show throughout the year. Where to start with Brenda? Brenda married Dave in 1982 and went on to have three children, Laura, Katie and Edward. I asked Brenda if Brenda had a favourite child, to which she replied, "Of course, but I'll never let on to which one he is." Brenda has always been a devoted mother and has relished in the challenges being a parent brought. One of Brenda's favourite memories of her children growing up was when Katie, about nine, had done something wrong, as usual, and Dave had gone to discipline her. Katie, being quite sharp, had noticed this and made a break for the stairs and ran up to her bedroom, Dave not being quite so quick out the blocks. Also, because he was old in slipper and handy, was at a disadvantage. Brenda trailing behind. By the time he'd reached the bedroom, Katie was on the other side of the room with a bed between them. As Dave ran round the bed, Katie'd jump over the other side and had absolutely no chance of getting caught by Dave, to which Brenda, viewing this from the door, absolutely broke down into hysterics and just collapsed on the floor laughing. Brenda has recently retired from being a teacher, as you've heard, which ironically is the same school that she left at age 15, where she couldn't wait to leave. When I asked Brenda what her favourite times have been as a teacher, she replied, "July and August, and 2 weeks in December." Her main reason for retiring was the anticipation of having a grandchild. Brenda has been waiting a few years for a grandchild, and just like buses, you wait and wait and three come along at once. In this case, all within 3 weeks. Their names being Isaac, Freddie and Harry. I asked Brenda if she ever had a favourite grandchild, to which she replied, "Of course, but I'll never let on to which one he is." Brenda is a loving granny, although she did mention that her house is now being practically turned into a play school. Brenda has been a borough councillor for Thurmaston for for the last 12 years and without doubt is the best councillor that Thurmaston has ever seen. Brenda is extremely active in the community and has never hesitated to roll up her sleeves and get involved. Brenda was fundamental in the relocation of the Thurmaston Library, writing business plans, seeking funding from various sources and even dismantling shelves and moving books. Some of our other standout moments have been planting daffodils with the Thurmaston Action Group, raising funds for the extension of the Boxing Club, helping to organise the Thurmaston Carnival, but my absolute favourite was spray painting dog poo yellow and sticking little flags in so they can be seen. So personally, I'd like to thank Brenda for the great support since she talked me into being a borough councillor nearly 5 years ago, not expecting to be elected the first time and very almost not being elected the second time. So, a great thank you for your continued support and wish you the best in your role as mayor for the next 12 months. Make the most of it. Enjoy yourself. Thank you very much, everybody.
I now put this motion to the meeting. Could I see all those in favour? Thank you. Congratulations, Councillor Seaton. I invite you to formally accept your election. Sign your declaration of acceptance of office.
Do you, Councillor Brenda Seaton, having been elected to the office of Mayor, hereby declare that you take that office upon yourself and will duly and faithfully fulfil the duties of it according to the best of your judgment and ability?
I shall. These words seemed very easy half an hour ago, but I can make a mess of them now. So, Deputy Lieutenant, Honorary Freeman, Honorary Aldermen, past mayors, councillors, and honoured guests, I am honoured and consider it a great privilege to serve as mayor for the coming year. I am looking forward to meeting individuals, charities and businesses during my year of office. Thank you.
I don't want my head in this.
Ladies and gentlemen, there will now be a short adjournment.